Let's break down how this one went in the Rockies.
What moments had the biggest impact on today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game recap on the Padres Radio Network.
Early on, the Padres and the Rockies traded runs. Rockies took a 1-0 lead on a sac fly against Randy Vasquez in the bottom of the first inning. Padres then tied it with a run on an RBI groundout from Jose Azokar in the top of the second. Fast forward to the top of the third. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a leadoff double. He was on third base with one out for Jerks and Profar.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Profar muscles it through into center field, a base hit. Fernando will come in to score, and the Padres lead for the first time today. It's 2-1.
Ha-Sung Kim was next.
Here's the 2-0. Kim swings, hits it in the air to deep left field. Dave is going back at the wall, looking up. Gonna go! For the first time this series, the Padres hit a home run. A 2-run shot for Kim here in the third, and now a 4-1 Padre lead.
But in the bottom half of the inning, the Rockies rallied against Vasquez. A single, a walk, those two runners moved to second and third on a ground out. Another ground out brought a run home to make it 4-2. There was still a runner on base for Alaris Montero.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. That is launched to left field. Wade is back towards the corner. He's at the wall looking up. Gonna go. Dropped it into that tunnel over the tall wall down the left field line. A 2-run homer for Montero, his first of the year, and the Rockies have tied it up 4-4.
Randy Vasquez went just 2 2/3 innings and allowed 4 runs on 6 hits. Johnny Brito finished the bottom of the third. We were tied at 4. Padre, fourth inning. Rockies starter Dakota Hudson issued a leadoff walk and then allowed a single to put runners on first and second. Xander Bogaerts dug in.
His pitch hit hard on the ground left side. Diving attempt, Tovar ricochets off his glove, heads towards the foul line. Rosario's going to come in and score. Bogaerts hustles into second base, an RBI double, and the Padres back in front 5-4.
Hudson exited the game after 3 innings and 1/3. Jake Cronenworth made it 6-4 when he drove Bogaerts in with a sac fly. It stayed 6-4 for a while thanks to Johnny Brito. He pitched a scoreless 4th and 5th inning, but then Brito got in trouble in the bottom of the 6th inning. A couple of singles to put 2 on with nobody out. Eniel De Los Santos entered. He struck out 3 in a row to get out of the jam. Tremendous job in that inning from De Los Santos. That then set the stage for the top of the 7th inning. There was a runner on for Jerks and Profar.
Swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air, deep down the right field line. Goodman back to watch, it's going to go! A 2-run homer for Jerks and Profar. And a big pinwheel bat flip as he heads to first base. 8-4 San Diego in the 7th.
De Los Santos and Yuki Matsui combined for a scoreless bottom of the 7th inning. In the 8th inning, the Padres got more. Tyler Wade hit a leadoff single. Wade stole second. Eggie Rosario at the plate.
Back at home tomorrow night. 2-2 lined into right center field. A base hit. Wade is on his way to third. He is being waved home. Doyle's throw will go into second base. An RBI single for Eggie Rosario. And the Padres add on. It's 9-4.
So the Padres took that 9-4 lead into the bottom of the 8th inning. And at that point, I don't blame you if you were feeling good about this one and the Padres getting out of Colorado with a series win. Matsui was back on the mound. He gave up a 1-out double and then a walk. Mike Shildt then went to Wandy Peralta to face the right-handed hitting Hunter Goodman.
2-0 hit in the air to deep left field. Wade is going back. He will watch. It's going to go. This is a 3-run home run for Hunter Goodman, his first hit of the year. And don't look now, it's now a 9-7 game.
All of a sudden, we had a 2-run game. Peralta was really struggling. Jacob Stallings singled. Ezekiel Tovar walked. There were runners on first and second base for Brenton Doyle.
Here's the pitch. And a hard hit grounder up the middle, through into center field and a base hit. Stallings lumbering around third. He'll come in to score. It is a 1-run game here in the bottom of the 8th.
And all of a sudden, the tying run was on third base. Then this happened.
0-1 pitch to McMahon. Gets through. Tovar's on his way. He will score. 9-9 in the 8th. And boy, I think Camposano just missed it.
Yeah, this is a fast ball.
Yeah, it was a pass ball on Luis Campusano. We were tied at 9. The Rockies had scored 5 runs to tie it in the bottom of the 8th inning. The very next pitch from Peralta was a wild pitch to send the go-ahead run to third base. He bounced back to strike out Ryan McMahon for the 2nd out of the inning. The Padres then went to right-hander Stephen Kolick to face Elias Diaz.
2-0, the pitch. Diaz hammers it in the air down the left field line. That's a fair ball. That'll get it done. Doyle in to score. Diaz on his way to 2nd, an RBI double, and Colorado does lead for the first time in a long time. It's 10-9.
A long time being when it was 1-0 Rockies in the first inning. Their first lead since then when they took a 10-9 lead in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Kolick would walk another batter. He would get out of the 8th inning with it being still a one-run game. But quickly, to recap that 8th inning, a nightmarish 8th inning for the San Diego Padres. 6 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, 2 wild pitches, and a pass ball. Not good. We went to the top of the 9th inning. Right-hander Justin Lawrence came on for the Rockies. Padres down by 1. Jake Cronenworth grounded out. Jerks and Profar grounded out. The game was left up to Ha-Sung Kim.
3-2 from Lawrence. Kim waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Kim strikes out and the ball game is over. A nightmare 8th inning for the Padres as the Rockies put up 6. To come from behind and earn a split in this 4-game series. The final score, Colorado 10 and San Diego 9.
And that was that. Tough loss for the Padres here today in Colorado as the Rockies come back to win it. A 6-run bottom half of the 8th inning. 10-9, the final score. Again, the Rockies improved to 7-19. Padres dropped to 14-14 in what was, to this point, the most frustrating, stunning, disappointing loss of the Padres season. And to be clear, it would be frustrating even if it were the Dodgers in town, right? And you had a 9-4 lead in the 8th inning. But considering you had that lead against this Rockies team, not a good one for the Padres here today.